Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week here on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room to get some stuff off of our chest. Who wants to go first?
Well, you should go first.
Yeah, go first.
I'll go first. So I live in Midtown, and my apartment oversees the street, and you can park on the street. There is a parking spot clearly labeled loading only. It is not a real parking spot. There is no meter in front of it.
It's like right in front of your building, right?
Right.
Yeah.
People are starting to figure out that it's not a real parking spot, so there's no meter, and they can get away with parking there overnight.
Oh.
What?
And I see it every morning because I take Henry out, and there's the same car has been parked there since 9 o'clock the night before.
Mm-hmm.
In my hand, I have a white envelope that says parking ticket on it.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me why I have so many of these envelopes, but I do.
Mm. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory
right.
Why you do.
And these are the envelopes that a parking ticket would go in. Now,
right.
I do not know if this is legal or not, but I've been having a little fun with it.
Oh, attaboy!
So, obviously, there's no ticket in there. I have no authority to issue a ticket.
You don't?
But what I'll do is if I see a car that's parked out there for a long period of time, I'll run downstairs real fast. I'll just put the envelope underneath the windshield wiper. I run back upstairs and I wait.
And then do you watch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And did you say there's something in it or there's nothing
there's
in
nothing
it?
There's nothing in it. It's so I don't want to do it because I don't want to like give it away that I was the one that did it. But I so bad want to yell, that's why you don't park in the loading zone.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Please do.
Part two, I think you should start to get pieces of paper that fit in there, like maybe like a 3x5 card. Mm-hmm. Cut out pictures of male genitalia. Okay?
Okay, now I think we are tippy-toeing to a crime.
Get a glue stick, stick it on the 3x5, and just write, this is you, and draw an arrow.
Okay.
Because one, jarring to open.
Right.
Two, what is going on with transit authority? Okay? And finally, you get a little bit of a chuckle if you open that.
Right. It's Wake Up Call Confessions.
I'll go.
Okay.
We've talked on this show about how sometimes I find things that maybe don't belong to me, but then I make them my own.
Mm-hmm.
That is the nicest thing I've ever heard. It's called stealing.
Right, yes.
Well, karma, she came and bit me in my ass.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. When we were at Aulani, the Disney resort for my daughter's Make-A-Wish, which definitely makes this worse, we had like, they call it a villa, so you have a kitchen in your room. It's great. I was trying to make guacamole, but I didn't have any salt. So I started collecting salt shakers throughout the hallway when people would leave their trays out after room service.
Yeah.
Just the little ones.
How many of those do you think you needed?
Well, I got two. One was almost empty.
Okay.
Okay. Well, at some point, probably when we were like packing up to leave, which I probably could have just left it in there, but I didn't, put them in my purse. Bottom of my purse. Covered in salt.
That's great. Good. Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And I hope you got caught. I hope that you tried to go through airport security and they go, there's a white powder on
yeah,
the bottom
yeah.
of this woman's purse.
That's great.
Okay, here we go. This is mine.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Finally, I'm in the last act of the play that is My Backyard.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And it is currently being landscaped. And I went to the bathroom. There's a powder room that we have downstairs. So I started to go, and it was the sit-down kind. Okay?
Oh, boy.
I completely forgot that I was on the first floor, and the guys doing the landscaping were also on the first floor. And I realized that those guys could see me, did see me, and I must have made their life super...
Did you leave the door open?
Completely open.
Wow.
Because it's my house. I never even put two and two together. Like, they're outside, I'm inside. I can do whatever I want. They're outside, I'm inside. No, they can see me. They could see right into the powder room because they're working on that corner of the house. And these two gentlemen, because they never called me out, okay. At least not in English.
Okay.
And they clearly, for a good... let's say 7 to 10 minutes, had the opportunity to walk by and see me sitting on the toilet. And I'm usually not one of those people that think like, oh, every time I hear people speaking in Spanish around me, I think they're talking about me. I'm not that person. But now I am.
Well, yeah.
It makes me want to look up words like toilet, bathroom, scary big white legs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.